All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to live coverage of the 2014 Elks Invitational Tournament. We have the Bristol Bay Angels taking on the Sandpoint Eagles, and we will again have the mentioning of our seniors this evening for the boys basketball squad. There are five seniors coming up that will have their last home game played here this evening. They are Mike Miller, Dakota Davis, Adam King, Everett Moorcroft, and Quijack Asplund. This is something that the parents really enjoy doing. not really, because they are not the fastest members of the crowd as they come across the court honoring their seniors. You know, if they were one-fourth as fast as the boys are, they'd be over there by now. But they're taking their time for sure getting across the court as the coach will be saying something to them. The assistant coach is there to give the parents some flowers, and it is an all-around honorable time for the seniors as they are playing their last home game for the area. And really, no matter what or how long they've been playing, what kind of basketball, they honor the seniors at this time every year for about a last dozen or maybe even longer than that. As I was watching the Sandpoint Eagles warm up, they are a very fast team. They have a presence amongst them. I'm expecting to have the seniors start for the first portion of the game. So if the Sandpoint Eagles really want to come out and be impressive and possibly get a lead the very first couple of minutes of the game, or maybe even the first quarter of the game, they will want to put on the afterburners to possibly get a lead. However, the Bristol Bay Angels will be suiting up three seniors as starters. So it's the other two that are really not starters, however, do play some very good basketball. Again, this is the 2014 Elks Invitational Tournament here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium in Naknek, Alaska. We would like to thank our sponsors for giving us this opportunity to bring you Angels basketball: Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, King Air, Bristol Bay Telephone, Bear Trail Lodge, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bristol Bay Borough, CNC Heating, Worldwide Fuel, Peninsula Automotive, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Riverside Chapel and King Salmon, and Bristol Bay Contractors, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball here on KAKN. And, of course, we're coming live to KSDP Sandpoint. And if you have any relation out there in the lower 48 or outside your listening area, they would like to take part in this coverage as well. It is being streamed here from the gymnasium in Naknek on this URL, bbbsd.net/live. That is bbbsd.net/live. That is the URL that you can send your relatives to, no matter where they are in the United States. If they have internet service, they will be able to watch this game this evening. Running down our team members for the Sandpoint Eagles, we have Dion Osterback, number 3, Maynard Maglia, number 10, Matthew Bravo is 11, Colton Mack is 22, Alex Gilbert, number 23, Jonathan Rolter is 34, Jeremiah Wilson is 44, and Evan Wilson is 55. So the boys don't get to say much, because I didn't see any of them have the microphone in their hand. Running down the players for the Bristol Bay Angels, senior Adam King, senior Everett Moorcroft, senior Kwejak Asplin, senior Dakota Davis, and senior Mike Miller, five seniors on the team. And we've got a minute and a half before we start the game, as both teams are out on the floor after that seniors' night information. Wyatt Babiak is number 5. Miles King is 12. Austin King is 35. Brian Pacheco is 24. Joel Kern is 14. I still not see Tuffy Hansen out there. I've had him on my list for a short period of time. So I believe that's the lineup for the Bristol Bay Angels. Peterson is the newest member of the Bristol Bay Angels. I've just seen him this tournament here, so he hasn't been playing basketball much for the Bristol Bay Angels. Just moments away from tip-off, the Bristol Bay Angels will be in home white and visiting Sandpoint Eagles in the blue. And Sandpoint always and probably always will be bringing a tough team up this way. They have a very fine coach, very intense coach. He gets right in the mix of them when they were warming up. He's a coach that's been around for quite some time in Sandpoint. I'm not very familiar with him, but I've seen him up here for quite a few years and always brings up a team ready to play. We're 10 seconds from the announcement of our players, so we'll just continue to keep it here. The Bristol Bay Angels defeated the Sandpoint Eagles in the ladies' realm earlier in the evening with a score of 58-17. The Sandpoint Eagles were unfortunately outclassed all the way. The first quarter they put up 5 points, and it was 4 for each quarter from there on. So the Bristol Bay Angels really did not put in a lot of their first starter girls and gave the bench quite a bit of experience time on the court, which is always good because, as we just have found out, there's always seniors on the team, and when they leave, the experience has got to be there from freshmen and sophomores coming up. As well as for Sandpoint, they had one senior, Elena Kuchenov. She will be departing, and next year they will have 3 seniors on the team coming from Sandpoint. So that's the beauty of college and high school basketball. They seem to graduate from school. So every couple of years, you have a new mix of ball players. So that, again, is the beauty of high school basketball. As I was going over to the score table, I happened to walk past a couple of these young ball players from Sandpoint, and I would say number 34, Jonathan Rolter, is the tallest guy on the floor. My apologies to him. At about 6'1", maybe 6'2". Coaches shake hands as the coach from Sandpoint. I hope I am correct in this. I got a lot of the information off the internet earlier this afternoon. Ralph Lindquist walks all the way over to the Bristol Bay coach, who is in a nice green tie this evening, while his assistants are in school color purple. So a class coach from Sandpoint giving his members. And number 34, Rolter, does not jump for the Sandpoint Eagles. Wilson is out there. Bravo is a captain. Evan is out there as well for the Eagles. 23 Gilbert. Tip is handled by Bristol Bay, but a very short Colton Mack gets the handle of it. Bravo has it way out near the center circle. And again, the Angels start the seniors for the year. Quickly, oh man, in and out is the ball from Dakota Davis. Long court pass up to Gilbert, and a quick 2 points there by the Sandpoint Eagles. Again, full man-to-man? Well, no, not really. A 2-3 zone defense with Moorcroft taking a long three. Not there. Colton trying to get the outlet, or maybe that Gilbert trying to get the outlet pass, but Moorcroft is there to intercept it. Adam King lets the fans sit down as he ties, well, gives them three. Off the heel of Adam, and he is, Bravo is tied up. We got Bravo and Gilbert doing the point duties. Evans, Wilson, and Mack is in there too. Ball is on the floor. Into the corner to Gilbert. And he tries to pass up to Mack. And it is tipped out of bounds. 3-2. Adam King giving the Angels the lead. Dakota Davis, left side. King to the top. Moorcroft, Kwiatkowski, top of the free throw line. Kwiatkowski's got the ball down the right side. Moorcroft, baseline, gets it, goes past, stops into the lane, gives it out to Miller. Miller with a long two. Mike Miller did a fine job one night. He had close to 20 points, I think about 18 or 16 points. Referee letting Bristol Bay know that we do not push off with our arms, and Moorcroft gets his first personal foul of the game. Evans has it. Bravo. Bravo on the left wing. Bravo into the lane. Out to Wilson with a long two. Nothing there. Rebound by Moorcroft. Wilson, Moorcroft up to Adam. Adam behind the board shot, but it doesn't fall in. It was right on the front end of that rim, but Adam now going to the line, and that is on Alex Gilbert. Bristol Bay always comes out running, no matter who they put on the court, and Adam hits the first one. He's got four. First personal foul on Gilbert. We got Gilbert, Wilson, Evans out there, Mack, and Bravo. Second one by Adam is good as well. 7-2. Bristol Bay with full court pressure. Up court to Bravo. Bravo all the way to the bucket, and it goes in. Bravo with a little bit of defense on him. Struggled to get that shot into the basket, and it's 4-7. Adam with a long three. Hits the front of the rim. The rim helps the ball slow down and ease in. Mack has it. Mack to Evans. And we've got traveling on Mack. He's got his head on the floor. Coming up limping a little bit. Mack still favoring that one leg. Dakota Davis with a shot. Ooh, just about hit it. I think he'll take every shot he has available. Down into the corner to Gilbert, left side. Three, says the referee. Alex Gilbert now with five, and it's 10-7. Adam, top of the circle, favoring the left side. Kwiatkowski out near the circle. Kwiatkowski has the ball tipped and fouled by Mack. The push, the referee says. Might be just the only option the referee had. Davis bounce past the corner to Miller. Miller will take the baseline and a foul on Wilson. Wilson comes out to meet him, and as soon as Wilson stops, Miller goes around him. 10-7, 5:03, first quarter. Wilson's first foul of the game. Very tight floor here. Moorcroft with a long three from the right side. It's off. Dakota Davis in the air with a shot on the rebound. Nothing there. But Mack comes out with it for the Eagles. Mack right down the middle between the defense. Quijet came out to meet him, and Mack went right around. It's 9-10. 10-point came to play. Moorcroft picks up the speed, goes around Evans. Evans pushing him out, but Moorcroft goes around that defense. Wilson up against Davis. Nothing there. Moorcroft with the rebound. Moorcroft down court to Kwejak, to Adam on a, as he was cutting in. Miller with the rebound up to Moorcroft. Moorcroft to the free throw line. Stops. Miller with a three from the left corner off the front of the rim. Davis, ooh, he should have grabbed that one. He really had a plenty of time to grab it, but Davis decided not to go for it. Miles coming in. Miller sitting down. Dakota Davis going to sit down now, too. They were in there for 3.5 minutes, Miller and Davis, but at that point, getting just a little bit too close. Miles with a three from the left side. Has to get that cobweb out, and he might as well get it out now. We've got a foul on Moorcroft as Bravo goes to the floor, trying to get around the defense. Babiak is up, and Moorcroft coming out. 9-12, 4:26. Ball is in play. Bravo bringing it down against Pacheco. Bravo going to the bucket. Not there. A lot of traffic. Miles with the outlet up to Pacheco. Adam, Pacheco left right wing. Babiak down the left side. Miles with a 15-foot jumper. Got the cobweb out just in time. Miles, 2:14-9. Mack going against full court pressure into the corner to Gilbert. Shots off the mark. Gilbert not following his shot, so at an easy. Whoa, we got collision, but Mack comes up with it for the Eagles. Down quickly to Gilbert with a cutting Wilson, and Wilson just really didn't have a good angle on that shot with Pacheco on his back. Evans, I mean, that is. We got a 3-point shot on the way by Bravo, fouled in the act of shooting by Miles King, I believe it is. Yes, that will be his first. 9-14, 3:33 here in this fast-moving first period. Shot by Mack is, make that Bravo is off the mark. Wilson is out there. Evans, the big center, as well on the line. Angels were jumping the gun as the shot was off for Bravo. And Bravo knew he had the third one coming. Hits that third one. Bravo with three, and it's 10-14. Ball is quickly up to Miles, left wing. Adam with a long three from the right side. Nothing but net. Adam King with 11 points. Mack bringing it down, left side, corner to Bravo. Bravo with a three off the back of the rim. Pacheco with the rebound. Adam forcing it up to Miles. Miles, ball high above his head. Babiak in the left corner. Goes down the baseline over Gilbert. Wilson with the rebound for the Eagles. Fast-paced team. Mack quickly down the sideline to the baseline. Turns around, gives it up to Bravo. Right side. Goes to the free throw line. Gilbert over to Mack. Mack back up to Gilbert. Back to Mack. Setting up a little bit more. Gilbert in the corner. Trying to get it up to Wilson. Babiak with the tip. Ball is finally. Whoa. A lot of Angels on the floor. Still can't get it to go. Adam, still four attempts. Babiak with a three from the circle. Not there. We got a push. One, two. That's on Miles. I didn't see you who called the timeout, but these teams are really going at it up and down the court. They're sucking down water fast. It's 17-10 with 2:15 here in the very first quarter. Seems like we should have played at least two quarters by now with both these teams going fast and furious up and down the court. Again, a well-coached team coming up from Sandpoint, and these ball players have come to play ball from Sandpoint. We've got Evans out there. Wilson is still there. Gilbert, Bravo, and Mac. I will have a hard time remembering Bravo's name. Bravo gets the ball. Whoa, just about travels. Mac bringing it across. Mac going to the left. Gilbert, bounce pass into Evans. Evans back out to Mac, trying to get it to Wilson. Can't get there. A lot of traffic. Babiak with the advanced pass. Babiak down the right side, giving it to Adam. Adam King puts in a four-foot jumper from the left side. Full court pressure again applied. Mac up to Bravo. Bravo at the line. Gilbert with a three. Finally hits it. Gilbert finally getting the cobwebs off of that three. Well, he hit a three earlier, so he's got eight now, 13-19. Adam Pacheco in the corner. Miller back into the game for the Angels. Babiak, Kwiatkowski. Babiak, a give and go. Nice pass in there to Babiak from Kwiatkowski, 21-13. Full court pressure again applied by the Angels. Tip, we've got Mack with the ball. Bravo, top of the circle, trying to shuffle off to Evans. Evans controls it from going out of bounds. Mack there gets a little push from Miller, but the Angels come out with it. Adam with a three from the right side off the mark. Rebound Gilbert. Outlet tipped. Pacheco's got it back for the Angels. Babiak underneath. Babiak's going to get fouled. Referee talks to Wilson, saying you're pushing with the body. Your hands are up, but your body's pushing. So Babiak's going to the line. 21-13, 43.8 seconds in the first quarter alone. Austin King going to give Adam King a breather here as the end of the first quarter will expire shortly. Shot by Pacheco is good off the glass as Babiak missed it on purpose, I think. Shot by Gilbert in the corner for three. Nothing there. Pacheco with the rebound outlet to Kwiatkowski. Kwiatkowski advancing it, trying to get it past to Austin and or Miller, and both of those gentlemen were going in the wrong direction. Inbound by Wilson. Over to Mac. Mac going down that right side. There's no help for Mac. Mac lobs it up to Bravo. Bravo into the center, giving it over to Evans. Evans couldn't make the shot go. Pacheco fouls him from the back. Coach for Bristol Bay is talking to his ball players, talking to Austin specifically, asking a question or two. Nonetheless, Evans is at the line, 24-13. 19 seconds here in the first quarter. Evans hits the first one from the line, 24-14. Both these teams have come to play basketball this evening. Kind of an unusual shot. Kwiatkowski doesn't even have to go up. Miller with the outlet. Up court, bounce pass to Babiak. Kwiatkowski comes in for a good assist try, and he'll be going to the line. One wonders why these boys don't go out for track early in the year because Babiak can move, Kwiatkowski can move, Pacheco can move. Kwiatkowski hits the first one. He's got one, 25-14. These boys are just moving up and down the court, both squads. We've got Osterback coming in to finish out the first quarter. Kwiatkowski, nice high arch and shot. Goes in. Mack coming down this left side. Dribbles into some trouble. Picks up his dribble. Osterbeck. Cross-court pass to Bravo. That's the end of the first quarter. 26 fast points for Bristol Bay. 14 by the Sandpoint Eagles. And these Eagles from Sandpoint are not going to give up and or slow down for this first half of the game one bit. They are out there. They're coached well. They're trained well. They have good physical stamina to keep up with this Bristol Bay Angels team. So they're here to play. They have just been off the mark, as one would expect in a visiting gymnasium. You're normally very comfortable in your own gymnasium. But when you go somewhere, there's always different lights, a different feel to the gym, different feel to the floor. So it's understandable that some of the shots have been off just a little bit. 26-14 as we start the second quarter. Into the game, we've got Osterbeck, Mack, Bravo, Wilson, and Evans. Pacheco was making sure that the coach from Sandpoint was awake and threw it right at him. There was no Bristol Bay Angel within about 6-8 feet of that ball as Pacheco was throwing it to the wing. Bravo on the right side gives it over to Mack for a three. He hits it. Colton Mack has five, and it's 26-17. Pacheco right corner. Cross court to Adam. Adam goes into the lane with a one-handed shot about 10 to 12 feet out, and Adam's got 15 points. Down to the baseline goes Bravo. Three on the way, off the mark. Miller with the rebound for the Angels, forcing it down the court. Pacheco in. We got a foul on the floor as Evans there was slowing the play down. Made that Wilson with the personal foul. Adam, Miller, Babiak underneath the basket on that left side. He just swings around and is wide open. Mack up to Bravo. Bravo is in the corner, lobs it to Mack on the right wing. Mack tries to get it into Evans with a softball bounce pass. And it goes to Bristol Bay. Rejack coming in. Miller sitting down. Adam King. Babiak is on the floor. Austin is out there as well. Rejack and Pacheco rounds out the squad for the Angels. 6:45 in the second. 30-17. Austin. Adam going to take a three. Off the back of the rim. Babiak with the rebound. Babiak decides to finally go into the lane. Pacheco with a three from the top of the circle, right side. And Pacheco's got five. Full court pressure, again, applied by the Bristol Bay Angels. Babiak pushing with the body. Got to give him room. None of this professional stuff here in high school basketball. And it's a one-and-one situation. Bristol Bay's got 17 fouls, six by the Sandpoint Eagles, and the giant Colton Mack is at the free throw line. Nice rotation, rolls around the rim, and goes in. Colton Mack with six. A giant among giants is Colton Mack. Second shot is off the left. Adam with the outlet. Lobs it into Kwiatkowski, can't get a give and go. Kwiatkowski holds it up, looks toward the basket. Babiak's in the left corner. Left wing, trying to get it over to Austin. Cross-court pass, Pacheco picks up the loose ball. Austin got it at the top of the circle, and it's only a two for Austin as he was stepping on the line. Full-court pressure, Osterbeck going down this left side. We got a push, but no foul. Evans will be clearing it. Mack gets a swat in the back by Adam. And what do we play for defense now? A 2-3 zone defense. The Kings are out there leading the defense. A 1-2-2 maybe. Mac has it. Bravo. Back to Mac for a long three. Should have had a foul on that one, but the referee's letting him play ball. Adam King up to Pacheco to Austin. Let's Evans go. Make that Wilson go by before Austin puts one up off the glass. 4 points. 37-18. Lob pass is intercepted by Pacheco. Kwiatkowski to Babiak. Ball is finally corralled by Bravo. He's bringing it down through a lot of traffic. I think that the referees are showing up finally for the game. There's been a lot of pushing going on by these teams. Bravo is at the free throw line. His first one is good. 18 fouls tells you the story for the Bristol Bay Angels. There should be at least 10 up there by my advantage. Second shot by Bravo is no good. Rebound outlet up to Adam. Adam coming down right up against the two of the shorter guys for Sam Point. And Adam's second attempt goes in. He's got 17. Mack goes past Pacheco with a 10-foot jumper. Nothing there. Ball's on the floor. Evans picks it up. His attempt doesn't go. Kwiatkowski gets the rebound, turns around and meets Evans right there, chest to chest, and it goes off Eagle foot. These teams are here to play, even though Bristol Bay's 20-point lead is almost solid. Standpoint is still here to play. Miller in the right baseline with a long 20-footer is no good. Kwiatkowski and the Angels will be walking the distance of the gym for a 1-1, as Evans clearly had that rebound in hand. Kwiatkowski trying to do a very acrobatic maneuver coming over the back for that rebound. Did not give a good enough act in front of the referee. So Evans is at the line. Evans has got an unusual free throw. Very unusual. He puts that ball way behind his head. As he gets ready, instead of keeping it in front of his face, he actually almost hits his spine between his shoulder blades. That ball goes back so far. So he hits the second one as well. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Bravo. Very good defensive play by that young man. Substitutions coming in. Joel Kern. Austin King sits down. 39-21. Miller, King, lob pass. Whoa. A little off the mark, but they'll practice that a few more times as Adam threw it way over the bucket and Pacheco with a jump and a shot at the same time. Rebound to Bristol Bay. Adam quickly right down the middle. Adam King putting on a show for the crowd this evening as 19 points, 43-21. Bravo to Wilson. Wilson up to Mack. Back to Bravo. Looking into Evans. Evans with a short jumper. Doesn't go. Outlet is up to Miller from Adam. Stops. Gives the cutting Kwiatkowski Asplin the shot from 6 foot right in the middle of the paint. And Kwiatkowski's got four. Mack down into Bravo. Bravo in amongst the Giants. Mack. Osterback with a three-pointer on the way. Off the mark. Adam, up-court pass to Pacheco. Pacheco against Mack, and Pacheco loses that one. Mack, the smallest guy, going up against Pacheco. Osterback stops in front of Joel Kern, and Miller was right there, too. Joel was playing some very good defense. Ball is on the floor over to Evans. Evans puts it up strong. Evans is at the free throw line. 45-21, 2:46 in the second. Both these teams have come to play. Bristol Bay, very aggressive. Two personal fouls by Kwiatkowski in the last minute or so. Again, Evans' free throw has that ball going way behind his head before he puts it up. Miles King into the game. Not sure if Evans has many years of basketball to play, but I would suggest he would tune up that free throw just a little bit more. Kern into Miller, out to Miles, left wing, Adam at the top. Pacheco out to Miles, left side for a three. No good. Rebounded by Wilson. Outlet up to Bravo. Bravo down the middle. Jump stop. Goes in for Bravo. 6 points. The only individual between the basket and Bravo was Joel Kern. And Adam with a high floating shot. Rebound ripped down by Evans. Outlet up to Mack. Left side. Mack just about had it taken away by Miller. Evans, Wilson, I mean, Evans trying to clear out a little bit, and Pacheco knocks it halfway to King Salmon as Evans went up. So not a lot of substitutions coming into the game right now for the Sandpoint Eagles. Oh, whoa, Russell Bates got the ball. I thought Pacheco knocked it out. However, Moorcroft back in. Miles from Moorcroft with a give and go, doesn't get it. Outlet to Bravo. Bravo on the left side, going to the right. Finally shoots from the right, and it bounces around and in. A nice shot there by Matthew Bravo. Moorcroft tries to assist Miller cutting, and Miller's hands were just a little bit too wide, and Miller's got a path through the middle of his head where there's no hair. That ball was so close. Evans underneath left side, out to Osterback. Osterback looking at a three. Nope. Mack over to Bravo with a three from the left side, off the back. Rebound is into the hands of Wilson. Back out to Bravo. Wilson coming up, giving a pick. Mack down the baseline. Still going down, but tipped controlled by Bristol Bay. Moorcroft had a nice tip from the back of Mack. From the back of Mack. I said that without stumbling. I surprised myself. Moorcroft was fouled in the act of shooting on the transition. 45-25 with 59 seconds here in the first half. Babiak coming back in. Bristol Bay has been extending that lead ever since the first quarter. Moorcroft's shot is in. He's got three. Adam King with 19 points will be sitting down as Dakota Davis comes in for the Angels. Second shot by Moorcroft is good. He's got four. I'm just looking at the referee going to call it on Miles. As Miles says, I had good position. I had my feet on the sidelines. But he still gets assessed a foul, and Bravo is going to the line. 56 seconds, 47-25, as it will be a two-shot foul. Bristol Bay's got 10 teams. Bravo's at the line, off the back of the rim. Into the game, we've got Peterson coming in. Miles will be sitting down. Peterson's got big shoes to fill. If he's going to fill Miles' shoes. Bravo, second shot is good. He's got nine. Babiak quickly bringing it down. Low. It hit the top of the backboard. Pacheco was just waiting for it to come down, but it wasn't coming down. And so they lose it. Bravo bringing it down right down the center. There was uncontested layup for Bravo. He's got 11. Bristol Bay's got 40 seconds left on the clock. Pacheco, right under the basket from Moorcroft. What a zip of a pass that was caught Sandpoint completely off guard. Ball is tipped around. Looks like it might have been tapped out by Maglia, who is in there for the Eagles. Trying to see who is sitting down. Looks like Gilbert's sitting down for a short period of time. Left side to Peterson, into the corner to Pacheco. Cross court to Davis. He's going to take it. Hey! First 2 points by Dakota Davis. I think in his basketball career, Bravo, Pacheco can't stop him on that right side. Bravo's got 13. That's the end of the first half with Moorcroft taking the last shot. We would like to thank our fine sponsors during our halftime recap. Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Bristol Bay Telephone, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Bristol Bay Borough, Worldwide Fuel, Riverside Chapel, Bristol Bay Contractors, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, CNC Heating, Peninsula Automotive, Bristol Bay Cellular, King Air, and Bear Trail Lodge, all fine sponsors of Angels Basketball. Both of these teams from Sandpoint and Bristol Bay have come to play basketball, and it has been very enjoying to watch these teams run up and down the court, and that's the kind of basketball I like to watch. Bristol Bay does have the lead, though, at half, 52-30. For our Sandpoint Eagles, they are led by Matthew Bravo with 13 points, 6 points from Colton Mack, 8 from Alex Gilbert, and 3 points from Evan Wilson. 30 points in that first half. For the Bristol Bay Angels, Adam King is just on a tear. He is filling up my score sheet in a real big hurry. He's got 19 points. Ryan Pacheco with 9. Wyatt Babiak with 5. 2 from Miles King this first half. Austin King has 4. Everett Moorcroft with 4. Kwejak Asplund with 4. Mike Miller with 2. Dakota Davis with 2. So, at halftime, the Bristol Bay Angels starting to run away with this game. They scored 26 in the first, 26 in the second quarter, 14 points for the Eagles in the first quarter, and 16 points in that second quarter. So the Eagles are keeping up with them when it comes to running, but when it comes to gunning, the Sandpoint Eagles are lacking by 22 points thus far. And kudos to the Bristol Bay coach. He is circling his players in on a regular basis. Halftime score 52-30, and you're listening to live coverage of the Elks Invitational Tournament. We'll be back in 7 minutes. And welcome back to live coverage of the Elks Invitational Tournament here at the High School of Bristol Bay in Naknek, Alaska. We've got a halftime score of 52-30 with a minute and a half left on the clock during warm-ups, and just able to have enough time to go get a cup of water and be back and give a rundown of what the Sandpoint Eagles have been doing and what the Bristol Bay Angels have been doing. And it's the old adage of run and gun by both squads. I don't think Bristol Bay has passed more than 4 or 5 times before taking a shot. They have just been quick down to the court, quick with the gun. And if you're Adam King, your shooting percentage is extremely high. He's got 19 points in that first half for the senior this evening. 13 points by Matthew Bravo leads the Sandpoint Eagles. We would like to thank our halftime sponsors here, Al Lewis Bed and Breakfast, Bristol Bay Telephone, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Bristol Bay Borough, Worldwide Fuel, Riverside Chapel and King Salmon, Bristol Bay Contractors, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Peninsula Automotive, CNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bear Trail Lodge, and King Air, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2014 Elks Invitational Tournament. Bristol Bay is back out on the court along with the Sandpoint Eagles, and Bravo gets the inbound pass. Top of the... And, again, gun, I mean, run, but no guns just yet as Bravo has it. Bravo giving it off to Mac. Mac is on the right wing. Mac doing some very fine dribbling. Bravo has it now. Goes past Babiak, puts up a shot from the left side. Wilson with the rebound. Gilbert with a long three. Moorcroft with the uncontested rebound. Up court to Babiak real quickly. Babiak underneath the basket, underneath the backboard even, just about out of bounds, and he gets two more. 54-30, 7-13. Mack giving it to Evans. Evans down in the low post, back out to Bravo. Bravo into the free throw and can't get a good pass off to Evans, and it goes off of Evans's hand. Gets a pat on the shoulders from Pacheco, and Bristol Bay has the ball. Pacheco left wing, up to Adam, right side to Moorcroft, going to the baseline with a layup attempt, and Moorcroft will be going to the line for two. Evans 55, Wilson 44. Evans is the first name. Are they brothers? Cousins. Moorcroft's first shot is good. He's got five. I was looking at that when I was writing their name down on my paper earlier this afternoon. And Moorcroft is there to intercept and knock the ball out of bounds. Was going up court to Bravo. Mack has it now on the inbound. Gilbert back to Mack. Mack going to the left side, spins to his right. Moorcroft is there to meet him. Ball is tapped. Moorcroft is trying to regain it. Mack make that Bravo, though, with a set shot about 10 feet out. Nothing there. Wilson has it. Wilson, number 44, can't get it to go. Pacheco gets the... Adam gets the save. Pacheco gets the inbound. Adam gets the ball up off the glass a little bit too high. Bravo with the outlet. Bravo going down. Bravo is stopped by Pacheco. Pacheco, he says, I didn't touch him. I didn't touch him. But he puts Bravo on the floor nonetheless, trying to hold the ball. You know, it's that old adage, you know, you put your hands up enough, the referee might start believing you, but not this time. Bravo is at the line. His first one eases over the front of the rim. 14 points on the game. 55-31, 6-12 here in the third quarter. Live coverage of the Elks Invitational Tournament here in Naknek, Alaska. Bravo's got 15. The ball is up to the right wing to Moorcroft already off the front of the rim. Hardly, just barely hit the rim on that right wing. For a three, Bravo's at the free throw line, up to Evan. Evan off the glass. Evan has 5 points. Evan Wilson. Moorcroft has it on the left wing, around the circle. Babiak on the right side, puts up a shot with the rebound to Gilbert. Wilson with the outlet. Bravo with the slow. Oh, man, popped Evan right in the face. Evan did not know the ball was coming at him, and... I missed who that shot was from. We'll just give it to Adam. He's had plenty this evening. But Evan was walking down the court, basically trot. Wasn't much of a sprint. And Bravo just threw it right at him. Didn't see it was coming. And just popped him one right in the face. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert into the lane, out to Bravo. Bravo lobbing it into Evan. Evan puts the ball down, loses control, but Mack is there to pick it up. Transitional play. I missed it. But it will be Bristol Bay ball. On the right side, give and go. Moorcroft with a reverse layup. And that was very close of getting all ball, but Jeremiah Wilson puts Moorcroft on the line for two. 57-34, 4:45. First short by Moorcroft. As you can hear, the crowd agrees with the ball going in. He's got six. Second shot also is good. Seven for Moorcroft. Bristol Bay has yet to put on full court pressure to keep that warmed up. Mack between the circles, going to the right side. Bravo goes to the baseline, shuffles over to Evan. Evan keeps it from going out. Gilbert with a long three, got roughed up a little bit by Pacheco. Wilson with a three off the glass. Gilbert can't put it in. Gilbert went up for the shot off of the rebound. Babiak, top of the circle, goes in. Outlet to Pacheco for a three from the left side, off the mark. Gilbert up to Mack, up to Bravo. Bravo underneath there. Could have been a technical as Pacheco hit the backboard, but Mack has eight. Six. Ball is out of bounds. 59-36, 3:56 here in the third quarter. Both teams running fast and furious up the court. Adam, Pacheco, right wing, top of the free throw line for Adam, goes in, ball is loose on the floor, Adam still has it, Krijak, Moorcroft with a 10-footer from the right left side, Moorcroft with nine, nice jumper there. Mack with a shot, side of the backboard, outlet up to Babiak, Babiak on the right side of the wing, puts up a shot, off the left side. Wilson with the clearing, giving it over to Mack. Mack down the left side. Gilbert with a three on the way, off the mark. He just really has it. A swat by Moorcroft rejects the shot by Wilson. Moorcroft with a reverse, not there quite yet. Evan with a pickup. Gilbert keeps it from going out. Make that. Gilbert with the shot. Finally, he gets two, but a high, fast-moving Mack keeps it from going out of bounds. A beautiful transition there as Mack actually threw it at the backboard, but Wilson was there. Adam with the shot for the Angels. Nothing there. Outlet up to Gilbert. Bravo has it on the left baseline. Nothing there. Rebound goes to Babiak. We've got a timeout just to slow the action down. Apologies, a little bit of crowd commotion here. Taking my eyes off of the game. 61-38, 2:28 here in the third quarter. Wilson with the Sandpoint Eagles, number 44. Has to be very careful. Clock shows him with four personal fouls. And I believe Rolter, the tall gal from Sandpoint, will be coming in as Wilson sits down. 2:28 here in the third quarter. Again, Rolter might even be a little bit taller than Pacheco. We'll see when they match up. I'm sure Pacheco's a little bit sturdier built than Rolter. Angels got the ball on the inbound. Babiak, right side. Krijak into the corner. Krijak bringing it way outside. Got good defense. Miles, top, goes into the free throw line. Shuffle to Adam. Babiak has it on the right wing. Right top post. Miles with a three on the way from the left wing. And Miles has five on the game, and it's 64-38, 2:02 here in the third. Bravo, 15-foot shot, might have been tipped by Miles a little bit. Adam, up court to Babiak. Babiak down the lane, rattles around before it falls in. Wyatt Babiak with 9 points. Mack bounces into Evan. Evan on the low post, trying to get underneath, but he can't move Kwejak out. Adam gets the up court pass. Adam puts it in. Adam with 23 points for the Bristol Bay Angels. Bravo trying to get in. Evan, shot is way too high. Evan shot is off the mark, and Adam with the rebound going up. That was a most unusual way of keeping the ball from going out. Adam was inbound, but if it was football, it would have been a touchdown because he was leaning over the sideline, the end line. Miles' shot rattles around and goes in from the top of the key. He's got 8, 71-38, 50 seconds left. Bravo on the left side. Mack has it out into the corner. Left side to Bravo on the wing. We've got a holding foul, maybe on Babiak, as he was trying to keep Rolter from getting position. Yeah, Rolter's got 2 inches, maybe an inch and a half, on Pacheco. So he's a tall individual, and he will be sitting down. Wilson coming back in for the Eagles. Lob into Jeremiah Wilson. Very open. He's got 2. It's 71-40. Adam, right side to Miller. Austin, lobbing it over to Adam. Miles, left side. Adam on the right. Austin on the right wing. Angel taking a little bit of time off. Miles in the corner for 3. Miles has shrugged off that cobweb he had earlier on in the game, and Miles has 11. Gilbert with a long 3, nothing there from the right corner, and Gilbert gets was that Gilbert or Jeremiah Wilson with the foul? Maybe it's Wilson because Wilson is quick to sit down. Yes. No. Gilbert sits down as well. Into the game for the Eagles, we've got Rolter, Osterback. Osterback going to be playing a power forward position. Bravo. Miles with another 3 from the right corner as time expires into the third. Osterback was out there. I was just trying to find the names for the Eagles that were out there. Rolter, Evan is out there. Osterback, Bravo, and Mack. And again, these guys from Sandpoint really have nothing to shrug their shoulders at because they have kept up with Bristol Bay when it comes to running every minute of the game. However, they are down 77-40. One would never think that was the case. However, when you get 3-pointers from Miles King in a matter of 30 seconds, that can and will take the wind out of your sails in a very big hurry. So 77-40, and like I said, one would never think by watching this game that they are down by such a wide margin. But Bristol Bay really knows how to push a game. Moorcroft is back out onto the court. Miles, Pacheco, Kwejak, and Adam. Mack, Bravo, Osterback is in there. Evan, along with Rolter. Corner to Moorcroft with a 3 off the mark. Kwejak with an attempt at it. Bravo comes down with it. Bravo gets down to the right side, pulls it up. Mack on the left wing. Mack keeps that dribble going. Mack will be pushed out of bounds by Adam. Adam King with 23 beautiful points as he plays his last home game as a senior for Bristol Bay. Maglia in as Mack sits down. Bravo trying to give it to Rolter. Rolter gets fouled by Kwejak. We'll see how Rolter shoots from the line. A very tall young man playing for the Sandpoint Eagles. He did have some good presence in the warm-up period that the Eagles had, and I thought for sure he would be starting just because of his height. And we got a technical foul on the Bristol Bay coach. I was watching Walter there. He still doesn't know what happened. So Coach Anderson sits down and he's not scratching his head yet, but he might as well be. Walter at the line for the Sandpoint Eagles will be taking his two-shot fouls first. I think the referee was just trying to quiet him down a little bit. Walter's shot is off the back. 77-40, 7:34 here in the third period. Still, it's not too late. If you have any friends and relatives that are outside your listening area, Walter misses the second one. You can always catch the final 7.5 minutes on the internet at bbbsd.net/live. And we've got Bravo at the free throw line. He doesn't do any better than Walter. He misses the first one. Still 77-40, 7:34. He fakes the shot. It must not be Sandpoint's night because Walter did just as good as Bravo at the free throw line. Missed them both. So I think Coach Anderson of the Angels are going to be just taking it easy and don't let his blood pressure get so high. Bravo is in the corner. He's got 5 seconds. Evan in low post. Evan going against Kwiatkowski. No foul there. He goes hard. And Evan is holding his knee big time. Bristol Bay does have possession of it, though. Pacheco with a shot off the mark. Bravo with the ball for the Eagles. And Evan Wilson is holding his right knee. He was going up against Kwiatkowski Asplund and having a lot of bumping going on. Kwiatkowski not giving an inch, and Evan Wilson is definitely limping and probably will not be playing the remainder of the game. Got an ice pack coming over there. I can attest that knees hurt. He's slugging the back of the wall behind his chair. Not very happy with the outcome of that maneuver. Bravo to Walter. Walter up off the glass from the left side. Walter gets his first 2 points of the game. Up court to Miles on the left wing. Miles to Adams. Right wing to Moorcroft. Moorcroft dribbling between, and now the referee calls a whistle on a block when it could be more of a trip. 77-42. Moorcroft not going to the line yet due to the fact it's only 5 team fouls for the Sandpoint Eagles. Kwiatkowski Asplund right underneath the basket, wide open. Adam finds him very quickly. Osterback doing the point guard. Bravo. Bravo taps the top of his head. He says, I guess it's mine, but he's not going to take a shot after he gets a pick. Wilson has him in the corner. Bravo still got the ball. Osterback out at the top, going left, right to Bravo, and is tapped out of bounds by Miller. Babiak back into the game. Miles King sits down with 14 points. Bravo. Osterback back to Bravo into the lane. Up over Kwiatkowski. Rebound finally gathered in by Moorcroft. Up court pass to Miller. Miller between a couple of Eagles. That ball should have been out of bounds 5 seconds ago, but the referee lets it play. Maglia tried to get it off of Moorcroft, but he moves his foot. Babiak comes up with the loose ball all the way up on the right side. Two more points for Wyatt Babiak. He's got 11, and it's 81-42. We've got Osterbeck controlling the ball for the Eagles out near the point. Wilson to Bravo, back to Wilson. Give and go. Can't get it up into the right. Walter is up there for a second attempt. He can't get it to fall. Moorcroft with the rebound. Up advance to Adam. Adam will take a three. Rolls around and in. Adam King. We got to put him on the next line with 26 points. Osterbeck and the clock will continue to run. Steady. No matter what happens, 40-point lead. Wilson on the right side. Osterbeck up near the top. Osterbeck gets a pick, gets two pick, gets down into the corner. Trying to get a bump, but he's still traveling by Maglia. Trying to go around Moorcroft, but Moorcroft was definitely planting his feet on the end line. Bristol Bay, Babiak, Asplund into the corner. Asplund's going to take it back from Moorcroft. Babiak low post. Babiak spins to his right, puts it up. Into the bucket it goes. 13 points for Babiak, 86-42. Osterbeck bringing it down. Osterbeck, I think, you know, time of possession is in favor of Sam Point when Bristol Bay makes a transition. Adam King gets the ball. And his arms held by, I cannot remember Bravo's name. Just not a name that one would come up against a couple of times. Adam quickly with a shot from the free throw line is off the mark. Adam King on his senior night has 26 points. A few threes, a few from the field, but not enough from the free throw line. Adam gets an assist from Pacheco on the left side, and Adam going back to the line. No, and again, no matter what happened, the clock is still running at 86-42, 3:30 here in the fourth quarter. And one would not think that the Angels have a 40-point lead right now. Rolter, there's going to be a lane violation. He moves out and back in, and Adam hits it no matter what. Adam with 27 points on the game. Jeremiah Wilson sits out. Matt comes back in. So we got Rolter, Maglia, Bravo, Mac out there, and Osterbeck. King at the line for the second. In and out. Rebound by Pacheco. Up off the left side. Adam with the three from the top. Off the mark. Rebound by Mac. Mac down the right side, down the center. Gives it off to Maglia. Maglia puts one dribble, and it's off of his fingertips. He looks at his coach, and he says, just a little hard, and the coach says, get down on defense. That cold pack is still on Evan Wilson's knee right over there. He's screaming to encourage his teammate, Babiak. Kwiatkowski on the left wing, back to Babiak, out to Pacheco. Wilson make that Davis. That was a little off by Joel Kern, but Babiak gets the rebound right in his hands. Puts it up off the glass. 15 points for Babiak. Bravo, right side. Nothing but the end line on that one. 2 minutes left in the game. Peterson's going to come in. Kwiatkowski going to sit down. Pacheco giving it to Joel Kern. Joel brings it across. Three on the way. Off the mark. It was a fading three-pointer by Kern. Mack dribbles right into Babiak but keeps control of it. Pacheco. Rolter can't get it up off the glass. And it is. Rolter thought it was off him for sure. And he was running down for defense. Bravo inbounding it. I say, Rolter still got a couple of inches on Pacheco. Maglia, Bravo. Bravo to Rolter. Rolter with a spinning jumper. Nothing there. Babiak with the outlet up to Kern. Kern down the right side past Mack. Up against Rolter. That's what happens when you play amongst giants. You get the crowd on your side in a really big hurry, as Kern was going to the bucket and met Roelter, but Roelter was in the act of moving. What is going on here? Timeout by the Sandpoint Eagle coach. 57 seconds. Roelter is just not having an on night. He does have two, but with his height presence in there and his long arms, he has gotten quite a few offensive rebounds. I'm looking at Wilson Evan right now. He's up off the bench, still limping around a little bit, it looks like, but he's trying to work off that bruised knee. Wonder if he's had knee injuries in the past. If not, he's got one now. Joel Kern is at the line. Joel Kern. Buzzer's just going off to make noise. Not the smallest guy on the court. Kern is in the books, though. His first. Kern, Peterson, Austin, Dakota Davis, and Wyatt Babiak. Kern's second one is good. He's got two. And 55 seconds left as Mack brings it down against Babiak. Mack lobbing it up over Austin for two for Roelter. He's got four. Ball is quickly up to Kern. Kern, Babiak, Peterson. Peterson better take a shot. Babiak will take it, though. A three. He looks at the coach. He says, I was open, so I took it. 18 points for Babiak. Mack looking. Bravo going to the right side after he passes Peterson up. And Bravo gets his 17th point. Quickly up to Peterson. Peterson better shoot. He takes it long. Oh, man. That one was 3 seconds in the air. Maglia with the rebound. Maglia quickly down the court. Again, a lot of fast-paced. Mack looking for right wing to Bravo. Back to Mack with a three. Off the back. Just not. And that's the end of the ball game. 94-46. And again, one would not think that is the score as fast as both of these teams have been running up and down the court. 94-46. I don't think it could have gone past 100 because there's not enough dots up on the scoreboard. We would like to thank, again, throughout this whole year, our sponsors for Angels Basketball. King Air, Bear Trail Lodge, Bristol Bay Cellular, CNC Heating, Peninsula Automotive, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Bristol Bay Contractors, Riverside Chapel, Worldwide Fuel, Bristol Bay Borough, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Bristol Bay Telephone, Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, all fine sponsors of Angels Basketball here on KAKN. Looking at the scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles, Matthew Bravo, captain, has 17 points. Colton Mack with 8, 10 from Alex Gilbert, 4 from Jonathan Roelter in that fourth quarter, 2 from Jeremiah Wilson, and Evan Wilson with 5 points. And Evan hopefully just has a bruised up knee and not anything more serious than that. For the quick, fast, upstart Bristol Bay Angels, we've got Adam King with 27 points. 18 points from Wyatt Babiak, 14 from Miles King. Austin had 4, 9 from Moorcroft, 9 from Pacheco, 6 points from Kwejak Asplin, 2 from Kern, 2 from Miller, 2 from Dakota Davis, and everyone tried to get Peterson into the books, but just not able to get there. Again, you would not have believed that it was as big of a margin as it is at 94-46. Both these teams hustling every minute of the game. Fast action was just unbelievable to watch. Hope it was unbelievable to listen to, but unfortunately it was more interesting to watch with both these teams just hustling up and down the court. With that in mind, a basketball court with both of these teams has to be about another 10 to 15 feet longer than it actually is, because I think everyone in the crowd has muscle aches in the back of their neck right now because you were just going back and forth watching these teams running up and down the court. Once again, final score 94-46, and you've been listening to live action of the 2014 Elks Invitational Tournament here in Naknek, and we'll send it back to the studios now and have a good President's Day holiday.